B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Former Flyer Danny Briere joins us right now on the Comcast Business Highline. Danny, how you doing, man?
Hey, Jason.
Man, what a day, right? It's all going to start today. I know that you probably loved game, you know, the first day of a playoff journey. What's this day like as a guy who played in, you know, over 100 playoff games for a player like you?
Well, I mean, it's the best day. I mean, it started yesterday. I'll be honest with you. I sat around for about 6.5 hours watching that game between Tampa and Columbus yesterday. So that was awesome. But today is the Flyers day. I'm even more excited about that. As a player, the first day of the playoffs, like when you play your first game, the whole day, it's tough to contain yourself. And that's one of the things that I got better at. When you hear about experience and the players that have experience and it comes into play in the playoffs, a big thing is being able to control your energy throughout the day, because it's really easy to come at night and be completely gassed just from the anxiety of your first playoff game. And that's what I got better at as I got older and I got more experience, because there's nothing like it. And it's exciting. The guys are fired up. They want to do well. They can't wait to jump on the ice. But you have to be able to control yourself all day long.
Yeah, you don't want to play the game before the game, because then you get on the ice and you got dead legs and you're going, why do I have no energy now?
You're exactly right. And it's happened to me early in my career. It's happened to me at world championships. And then I realized that during the day I had to do some boring things. So I had to grab a book and start reading and get my mind off of the game, because like you said, I would play the game before the game started.
Danny, what would it be like for a team that was in the situation that the Bruins and the Canadiens were in last night? They had their first game. It was a night game. They're waiting all day for it. And then it gets pushed to the next morning because, as you alluded to, that Lightning game against the Columbus Blue Jackets went 6.5 hours. How's that for a player to deal with? Wow.
Well, I'm sure it's not ideal. I'm sure the players were not too happy about that. But at the same time, I mean, we're in a different world now. Things change. You have to be able to adapt. I mean, we talk about how things are changing on a daily basis with this pandemic. And it's kind of what the players are dealing with at this time. You have to be able to adjust, and the players that will adjust the best will have a better chance at success. It's really easy to sit there and pout and complain, but at the end of the day, you can't control that. It's out of your control. You have to find a way to get ready. And I'm sure playing at 11 this morning wasn't ideal, and the players didn't like it, but it's the players that will adapt the fastest, the quickest, that will have the most success.
Yeah, the thing I always say in coaching young kids is control the controllable. That's all you can do. No sense getting caught up what you can't control. Danny, how would it have been for you dealing with the round robin games? Because the Flyers were in a position where they couldn't move down as the 4 seed but could only move up. And a team like Boston, obviously, who was the best regular season team, could only move down. They had everything to lose and nothing to gain, and they ended up losing it. But how would you have approached those games, and what would your intensity level have been like as a player for those games?
It's tough to reproduce. The players are not stupid. It's tough to reproduce the intensity of a playoff game. So you have to understand, and I think that's where Alain Vigneault was really good at. He never came out and said, we have to win those games. We're going to treat these games as play. He's smart enough. He's seen enough over his coaching career that he knew the intensity would not quite be the same. They came in with the attitude of, you know what, we have nothing to lose. We're the 4th seed coming in, so whatever we get is going to be gravy. And then you saw the Flyers play so well that they earned the first spot. So it was a huge advantage. I thought it was done really well by Alain Vigneault. Now, the part that scares me a little bit more is all those teams that had the byes in the first round are playing teams that have played 3 to 5 competitive playoff intensity games, and that's tough to match up. We saw it with, it was Dallas last night, had a little bit of a problem adjusting early on to that. Columbus, I thought, played a very strong game, and then Tampa was able to match it, but it's tough to turn that switch on quickly, and that's what the Flyers have to guard against tonight versus Montreal.
And Montreal comes in having beaten the Penguins in four. But what was it about that series with Montreal that impressed you, other than the obvious of Carey Price? They went out and earned it, full value. They outskated the Penguins. I thought it was more of an indictment on the Pens, though, looking like a team that seemed a little disinterested and had no urgency. But Montreal, what impressed you about that round with them?
Well, we can't take Montreal lightly. They're a quick, fast team that takes time and space away from your players. And especially a team like Pittsburgh, who rely on creating time and space for guys like Crosby and Malkin, Montreal completely took that away. You're right when you mentioned, you know, Carey Price. I was very impressed with Petrie and Weber on defense. They did really well. But the focus was on stopping Crosby and Malkin. That's why it becomes so tough for Montreal. The Flyers, they don't really have just one line that you can focus on. We saw it in those last few games. The second and third line were the most damaging to the opposition. So the Flyers have depth that Pittsburgh did have. They also have depth on defense, and they have a much better goalie. I'm not saying Carter Hart is quite at the level of Carey Price yet, but he's much better than what the Penguins have, and that's why it gives me so much confidence that the Flyers will be able to win this round. Like I said, it's not going to be easy. I think it's going to be a tough round, very frustrating, because Montreal has a lot of speed and they'll take a lot of time and space away from the players.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Danny Briere joining us on the Comcast Business Highline. Danny, you've played against Carey Price for a number of years. You were his teammate. You know the work ethic that he brings to practices, the way he prepares for games, both physically and mentally. And his reputation is well-earned as an elite goalie and perhaps the best goalie of his generation. Can that get into an offensive player's mind a little bit, thinking that, well, he's so good and, you know, he gives you things, but he's always going to take it away, that you want to be more precise in your shooting or try that extra pass because he's the guy that's in net and maybe force you either to shoot wide or try that extra pass that doesn't work?
Yeah, I mean, it can always happen. But I'm sure for the Flyers, Carey Price is not going to be the focus. They're going to say, you know what, we have to shoot and put as many pucks on him as possible. Get him tired. Get him moving as much as we can to make it difficult on him. At the end of the day, he might steal a game or two for them, but he cannot become the excuse. The more pucks you throw at him, at some point, you know, you play the odds, right? It's going to work in your favor. The Flyers have the better team overall. Like I said, more depth. Their third and fourth line is deeper than Montreal. I think they're the second and third pairing on defense. They're really tough to match up with. So that's where they have to take advantage of that depth.
Danny, the top line in the round-robin games of Couturier, Giroux, and Jake Voracek for two of those games went pointless. They're veteran players north of 30. Maybe that it's harder for veteran players to get up for those round-robin games than the young guys just go out and play. They got to be guys that contribute, and the power play also went 0-for. What do those guys need to do to get going? Because they got to be a big part of this as well.
Yeah, and you know what? The fact, I go back to the odds, right? I always believe that if I had a game or two that I didn't score, every time my odds went up, that next game I would score. That's the kind of the way I see it with that top line, Giroux, Kucherov, and Voracek. These guys are too good to be silenced for long. So I think it's looking good for the Flyers. I think these guys will step up. And like you mentioned, it's not easy sometimes to get up for regular season games. These guys have seen a lot. They've played a lot of playoff games. They have a lot of experience that way. So I actually think it looks good for the Flyers that these guys have not started producing yet.
Danny, Alain Vigneault, and you've gotten to know him as well and seen the work that he's not only done at other places prior to getting to Philadelphia, but the work that he's done with this Flyers team. What's impressed you most about Alain Vigneault and that coaching staff that's done a tremendous job?
I mean, I've been so impressed with this coaching staff, starting with Alain Vigneault. He's seen a lot. He's been through a lot. It's the swagger that he brings. And, you know, we talk about a lot of players playing with more swagger. I think it starts with him. He's confident. There's no gray areas with him. When he talks to the players, and I've seen him speak up, I've seen him put his game plan into place and the system that he wants the players to play, there's no gray area. There's nobody that's in between. You know exactly what you have to do. You know exactly what your role is on the team. That's what's impressed me. And the players are all responding to him. And I think it's a lot easier when you have the experience. If you've been to a few Stanley Cup finals and one year you're one of the highest winningest coach in the NHL, it's a lot easier to do that than a rookie coach. But those are the traits that have really impressed me with Alain Vigneault.
Danny, he's managed to do something that's very difficult, and that's be able to show young players and tell older players, be a guy that can be the really strict kind of hard-ass guy, but also be the guy that can be a player's coach in a lot of ways. Is that all coming from his ability to communicate?
Definitely his ability to communicate. Also the fact that, you know, you look at where he's coached, and we all know that, you know, Philly is not an easy market to coach in. You know, fans are passionate and they're demanding. But Alain Vigneault has been in Montreal. He's been in, with the Vancouver Canucks, and he's been with the Rangers before in New York. Three, just as tough markets. So for him to being able to handle this market, I think helped him out a lot. And you're right. Like I've been impressed how he's been able to get the veterans and the rookies all on board and buy into what he's selling. And that's why it's been working this season.
Danny, last thing for you. Come playoff time, you elevated your game to not a higher level, but an elite level. And that's why with the Flyers in those games, well over a point per game. What is it that allowed you to do that? What was it in your makeup that when the lights were the brightest, the games meant the most, that you were able to bring your game to the next level and execute and have the success that you had?
I mean, I don't have it's not an exact science. I don't have a great answer. I mean, I love this time of the year, I believe. Also, I was fortunate to get into some playoff games early on in my career that gave me the experience to better prepare for those games. But I always believe that I was meant to be the difference maker. I went into every game thinking that this was my time. I believed I was going to make the difference, and that's why I was playing hockey. So I don't know how else to explain it. It worked for me. And like I said, it was the best time of the year.
Well, do me a favor, figure out how to explain it and meet with some guys.
I wish I had a clear recipe.
Go to Hotel X and break it down. Danny, I know you'll be watching tonight. I know you'll be along for the ride, and we appreciate you doing this. And it could be a lot of fun, man. It all starts tonight, and the journey is going to get underway, and it's going to be a lot of fun here in Philly.
Oh, it's the best time of the year, and we get to watch playoff hockey in August. I'm ecstatic about that.
So absolutely.
I'm enjoying it.
All right, thanks, man. I'll talk to you soon.
See you, Jason.
There he is, Danny Briere on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.